welcome to the Google Workspace Update podcast from Strawberry 7. My name is Adam.
And my name is also Adam.
Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us. First off, a little introduction. My name is Adam Pierce and I run Strawberry 7, an IT support company for everybody.
Hey, I'm Adam Wignall, sometimes known as Adam 2 or Other Adam. I joined Strawberry 7 in 2015 and I work in schools giving support directly to our clients.
We're here every Monday to give you the latest updates to Google Workspace, including Gmail, Google Calendar, Docs, Sheets, and Slides, to name a few.
On with the show. First up this week for Google updates, we've got Google Maps. So last year, Google added the ability for you to insert a Google Maps place chip into a Google Doc by pasting the Maps link directly into the document. Now you can insert place chips into your docs using the app menu.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay, and when's that due to roll out, Adam?
The rollout rapid release begins in August 2022, with scheduled release planned for September the 8th, 2022.
Oh, great. So when we're recording this, this should be, because we're recording this on, this is Monday, 12th of September, so this should be out now. So to give you guys listening a bit of context, the at menu is in Google Docs or kind of most places in Google, actually, like Google Docs, Sheets, places like that. You can type at on a keyboard and it will sort of bring up this menu where you can then insert these things called chips. And these chips are, depending on what you're inserting, they're kind of like little sort of interactive placeholders, aren't they, Adam? Where, you know, you can get like for example, if you do an at and you do somebody's name, it will bring up their contact card, won't it?
Yes.
So this is actually, so these are place chips that you can put in a doc. So I could do the at menu and I could type in a location and it would kind of be like an interactive map location within a doc. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, interesting. Okay, that's pretty good. And that's available right across all the versions, is that right?
Yes, all versions of Google Workspace should have access to this feature right now.
Great, fantastic. Let's see the next update, Adam.
Right, next up, this is for Google Classroom. So in addition to setting your preferences for Google Classroom push notifications, you can now tailor your email notifications from Android or iOS devices. With this update, Google Classroom push notifications are much clearer and much more actionable.
Okay, I can really see where this is going to be a big advantage. It's interesting because Google do something similar to this. We at Strawberry 7, for example, we use Google for all of our services within Workspace. And we've got Google Chat and we've got email. And I've noticed on my phone, it will sometimes say, hey, you've got the Gmail app, but you've also got the Google Chat app. Do you want to turn the notifications off on one of them to stop getting double notifications? So I kind of assume this is along the same lines where it's sort of trying to cut down on that number of notifications where you can set it so that you're not getting email notifications and push notifications on your phone and kind of being bombarded. Have I kind of got that right?
Yes, that's right. They've also just tidied up the interface a little bit more so it looks a bit smoother and cleaner and it looks a bit better. It's been updated.
Great, excellent. And that's available across all versions as well, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, all versions of Google Workspace should have access to this update.
Great. Of course, caveat being that it's all versions of education, right? Because it's Google Google Classroom. But yeah, all yes. Versions. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, what's the next update we got?
Next one, we've got Google Meet. So with meeting participants using various devices and joining a meeting even, this can lead to discrepancies in volume with some participants sounding louder than others. Now, Google Meet will adjust the audio of all participants, helping to ensure that everybody is equally loud. To take advantage of these features, make sure that noise cancellation is turned on.
Ah, right. Yeah. You know what? I think we've encountered this feature actually going on to record this very podcast. So just let you listeners know, we have this podcast available in audio form and video form. So depending on which one you're watching, there is an opposite version as well opposite version? Would it be an opposite? I'm not too sure.
Alternative.
Alternative. Thank you, Adam. This is why Adam's on with me, you see. So there would be, there's an alternative version. And when we went on to record this in Google Meet, I think we when we were testing the audio devices, we actually encountered this exact feature where it was kind of leveling the noise on our different devices. So, I mean, that's going to be, that is going to be really, really handy for the noise cancellation feature.
It's going to be
super
helpful.
Handy. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the noise cancellation feature was super helpful for teachers in classrooms and people who were at home and had building work going on and things like that, kind of taking those background noises out. But leveling everybody's audio is going to be super handy because you do, I found it in meetings where some people have got headsets on and the mic is very, very close to their mouth, and equally other people are very far away from their microphone, so that's going to be really handy to sort of equalize.
It would definitely help everyone, because even if you're at home by yourself, there could be traffic outside or weather or anything going on. Or then on the other side, if you're at school, you could be in a busy classroom, in the staff room, you could be anywhere. There's always going to be people, there's always going to be some noise coming from somewhere. So having the noise cancellation automatically adjust itself will definitely be very helpful for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam. Yeah. And what version? I don't think that's available on every version of Google Workspace, is it? Can you give us a rundown on what versions that's available on?
So this one is going to be available to Google Workspace Business Standard, Business Plus, Enterprise Essentials, Enterprise Standard, Enterprise Plus, Education Plus, and Teaching and Learning Upgrade, Frontline, and Individual Customers. So it's pretty much everybody, but possibly not absolutely everybody.
That makes a lot of sense, because that's kind of aligned with the some of the other features in Google Meet, such as recording meetings and things like that. They're available on similar standards, or similar versions, rather. Fantastic. I think that's all of the announcements that we've got for this week. Is that right, Adam?
Yep, those are the highlights for this week.
Oh, fantastic. Brilliant. Thank you, Adam, for bringing us up to speed on that. Well, that's it, everybody. This is a very short podcast where we just bring you key updates on Google Workspace. So thank you so much for joining us. And this is actually the first ever episode of our podcast where we're doing this. Like I said, we're going to be back every Monday to bring you updates about everything that's happening with Google Workspace.
Bye.
Goodbye.